One of the people most heavily involved in trying to get the Murphy District back on solid footing is former Superintendent Bob Donofrio, who has recently been working as part of a team of volunteers to fill a leadership gap. I spoke with him earlier this morning and asked him to explain when he saw the district take a deep downturn.
In 2016 is when it really started to unravel. Stand for Children, which was an advocacy group, felt that the district superintendent and the new board president were not responsive to the needs of the district. They organized and protested at the district, and it was in 2016. We had been declining slightly, but in 2016 is when we lost between 300 and 400 students that were pulled out by this group because they had just had it that the district would not meet with them. They would not let them use the Health and Nutrition Center, a brand new building. They had a meet in the park, and it just spiraled from then.
Can you explain to me how it felt, both as a former administrator and just a resident, as a human, to have seen the downturn happen so quickly?
Well, first of all, it's heartbreaking because we started at a very low point, and for about close to 3 decades, we were constantly moving up in every phase, of student achievement, redoing the district, and having harmony between the governing board, the administration, the staff, the community, the parents, it really centers on the fact that of the leadership that made very, very poor decisions, especially when they would not value input and meet with the people who really own the schools, and that's the community. We just work there. So it really was, I think, the tipping point that saw this rapid decline, and that's when, in that 2016 through the current, is when we lost 44% of the 900 students that we lost over a 10-year period. We were slightly declining, but the bulk of the decline came since 2016.
Now that the state has gotten involved, now the receivership has been in effect, you've come back to try to help. You've been helping. Do you think there's reason to believe that this is the way to go? That in the next year, couple of years, there may be stability and you can get back on that upward trend that you were involved in decades ago?
Absolutely. I believe that community is vibrant. So I am strongly in favor of total receivership. I think in the best interest of the district moving forward, we need that. We're without a CFO, but under the receivership the receiver can make null and void any decisions by the superintendent or the board. And I think that's what we need right now.
That is Bob Donofrio, former superintendent of the Murphy Elementary School District.